Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Falling leaves drift by the window.
Maybe this will be one of the songs John plays on his show
tonight.
The autumn weather that's about to swing into Chicago.
Of red and gold.
I notice leaves falling off of the trees and colors changing. I'll bet it's beautiful in some of the areas around the Chicago area with the beautiful colors. I used to almost always go on a fall color trip. You know, like a weekend getaway, and I'll bet a lot of you do as well, especially this year because, travel has been so restricted because of the pandemic. Hopping in the car and getting away somewhere nearby for a fall color trip is great, but a fall food color trip can be even more fun. Joining us on the phone line is Matthew Morsch, the CEO and partner at Morsch Hospitality Group. Hi, Matt. How are you doing there, my friend? Thanks for joining us. Let me push the button in so we can say hello to Matt. Hello there, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So you represent your organization, Morsch Hospitality Group, represents a number of establishments in the Southwest Michigan area. Is that right?
That is correct. We are our family originally started the Round Barn Winery, Distillery, and Brewery in Baroda, Michigan. Prior to that, my father worked for Tabor Hill Winery and Restaurant in the 80s and went on his own to start our place. We since then came back and bought Tabor Hill in 2017 and have opened multiple locations since based off of those two brands. We do have one other smaller brand called Free Run Cellars. It's kind of our little boutique, very limited, like 100-case lots of wine that gives us a chance to be very creative on the side, too.
Yeah, I haven't gone away on one of these fall trips in a long time, but when I have gone to Southwest Michigan. It's so convenient to the Chicago area. But I've been to Round Bar. I've been to Tabor Hill. I've been to a lot of the places that you're talking about. And they are both, you know, lovely for a wine tasting and excellent food and, the scenery that cannot be beat there. I have to think that's part of the attraction for your family, right?
Of course. It's what we thrive on is how our proximity to Chicago, Indianapolis, and Detroit. A lot of things to do in our area. You know, besides our wine tasting, there's apple picking and pumpkins and cider mills and things like that. So we definitely think that we're a highlight as well. We have wine, beer, and spirits. We have these new walking trails that we just opened up this year called the Mount Tabor Trails that actually connect Round Barn and Tabor Hill over it's about a 3/4 mile walk if you take the direct route. And there's almost four miles of trails should you want to come out for like a day hike and then be able to either eat at our restaurant at Tabor Hill and have some nice wine, or you can visit our Round Barn for some music on the weekends. We do have a food truck there as well.
Isn't there, don't I remember there being, I don't know if it's a hotel exactly, but is it, you know, like someplace where people can stay also?
There is an Airbnb on the Round Barn Estate property that was where I actually grew up in the house. It just opened this last weekend, so guests can now rent that house out for up to 8 people. The closest accommodations really are going to be in the Stevensville, Benton Harbor, or New Buffalo area.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of shuttle services and whatnot. Just as a reminder that we are obviously in COVID, and so our capacity has been extremely limited. So expect to wait a little bit or try to make a reservation ahead of time just to make sure that you really guarantee a spot because, you know, people are really excited to get out of the city right now. And
right.
We're definitely seeing large number of people trying to attend. So we're doing the best we can here to accommodate everyone that comes out. And everyone's still having a good time here, just a little more socially distant and safer.
Absolutely. And I'm sure precautions, you know, are just like everywhere, you know, where food is served, where people are gathering, sanitation issues are, you know, probably a top priority, I would guess, right?
Yeah, we've been one of the leaders in the area of as soon as COVID started to break, taking care of our staff, our families, and our guests immediately. And then, you know, obviously we were shut down for almost 2 months. And then when we came back live, we're about half capacity at our restaurants and less than half at the Round Barn Estate just because of the limit that our governor's put on us to be able to serve guests. So we can only seat about a quarter of what we would normally expect on a typical Saturday.
Right. So let's just talk about like some of the venues that you've got and what they are. People haven't been there, so they really understand each one. Tell us exactly what Round Barn Estate is.
So the Round Barn Estate is our original property that is connects to Tabor Hill, and it's a winery, brewery, and distillery. We have live music every weekend from May through October. We do multiple events a year, themed events. This last weekend, we had a cider and donut kind of little mini festival where people got to come out and try. We did this donut recipe with our salted caramel cream wine and iced coffee. And then we also did our cranberry apple wine mold as an experience for guests. So we're always doing thematic events there, car shows, art shows. We're pet friendly, kid friendly, so everybody can bring the whole family out and just enjoy a nice setting out in the vineyards and now be able to walk these trails too.
Yeah, you mentioned it was about a 3/4 mile hike between Round Barn and Tabor Hill Winery. That's one of the most famous wineries in the Midwest, right?
Yeah, it is. It's 50th year this year. We're actually postponing our celebration to next year just because of limitations. But it's actually Tabor Hill's 50th anniversary, so we're doing a 50th harvest out there at the hill, and we're doing food specials and things to kind of really feature our wine, so people can kind of bounce back and forth in between the two wineries. Tabor Hill is more of our fine dining restaurant. There is plenty of outdoor seating too for guests to enjoy outdoor tastings and again can bring their dog outside, but obviously inside we can't have pets. But we do still have a large capacity restaurant that we've kind of taken the tasting room out of it for this season and put it into the outdoor venue.
Yeah.
To be able to kind of get a little bit more space. And with that, we do have a couple highway locations. We have our exit 6 that has Round Barn, Free Run, and Tabor Hill. We have exit 16 has on 94 has our Bridgman Tabor Hill outlet. And then at exit 39 in Coloma is our newest outlet for Round Barn. That's our filling station that has a small menu. It's an old gas station that we rehabbed and are featuring some specialty beers and an outdoor beer garden and live music during a normal year. This year it's been a little bit more limited because the seating there is quite a bit smaller than our other estates.
Yeah.
And then Free Run Cellars is our smallest brand in Berrien Springs. It's 3 miles from the other two estates. And it's probably our quietest location. So if guests are looking for a more reserved experience, they can come and hang out with friends and just have a real nice, quiet experience. We do live music there, usually acoustical on Sundays throughout the season. And we do have a charcuterie board option there, too, but it's mainly just our really limited wine focus.
Yeah. Are the wines that you serve strictly the Tabor Hill wines that you make there, or are you bringing other wines in as well?
No, we can only serve what we make in Michigan, so they're all made from our winery, and then just featuring different, there isn't the same wine at every location, so Free Run, like I was saying, is our more limited boutique, drier styles. Tabor Hill has a lot of varietals, blends. It's really known for its demi-sec, which has actually been served in the White House a couple different times, and its Grand Mark, which was our kind of flagship, we can't say champagne, but it's our sparkling wine
right.
That's been made for 3 decades now, and we're doing a 50th blend with the guy that originally taught my dad in the 80s, who was from Dom Perignon, has actually been consulting with us again to have a 50th anniversary release coming up in the next couple of years.
Yeah, the last time that I was up there, you know, maybe it was just the time of year that I was there, many of the wines were sweeter wines, you know, like fruit-based wines. Is that still the case, or is there a different selection now?
We do have a plethora of variety. The Midwest tends to be a sweeter palate. We do have a lot of dry styles, a lot of dry whites and reds. it is a cool climate red growing region. So our reds aren't, if you're going to expect a big California Cabernet, that's not the style that Michigan can grow.
Right.
We have very nice acidity wines that pair really well with foods. We definitely have dry style Chardonnay. We make dry Rieslings and things like that, that, you know, people hear the word Riesling and they automatically think sweet, but it can be made in dry styles too. So we like to feature a little bit of both. So the guests that do like those drier, wines, we definitely have those available. And for the people that still care about, that sweeter palate, we definitely can meet the needs of any guest.
Yeah. You know what? You mentioned that. I remember your Riesling, wine and like recoiling at first because, you know, Riesling wine traditionally is a little on the sweet side. And I thought, oh, this is, you know, like my cavities are going to hurt if I drink this. But it was really quite nice. It was like so like lovely and refreshing. I definitely remember I was surprised how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah, again, we have sweeter Rieslings, like late harvest, all the way up to dry. So Riesling's actually the largest planted grape in Michigan currently. And it thrives in Michigan, so that's why you see a lot of it. And there definitely does tend to be a sweeter side to this community, and that's just a lot of it's just customer-based, you know, a lot of new wine drinkers and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then the Round Barn actually is more kind of, I wouldn't say creative, but just diverse. So we have some cream-based wines that you wouldn't normally see other places, kind of like a Bailey's that are a big hit. We just released our Flavor Trip cans about 18 months ago, which are a little bit lower ABV, kind of the craft Truly or White Claw, but just, you know, more flavor instead of just kind of the malt beverage. You know, it's an actual wine base with natural fruit and whatnot.
Yeah.
So those have been a big hit too.
So people
as
can
far see, as a little bit sweeter selection.
Yeah, people can see the, you know, the variety of things that you've got for them to do when they get there. But, you know, part of the experience is getting out of the city, Chicago, getting out there. What's the color situation out there right now?
We are just starting to turn. I'd say we're about 15-20% into it. So depending on how much it rains coming up, it should just be the next few weeks are going to be just gorgeous out here. So make sure you get your Airbnb or hotel room booked and head out here about 90 minutes to 2 hours away, just basically a day trip away to which we, you know, the Hamptons of the Midwest meets Napa, California. So we're very proud of our little Southwest Michigan.
Yeah, it's a nice area, a great getaway from the Chicago area. But as you mentioned, you know, other areas in the Midwest, it's a really nice, easy trip. You know, not a difficult drive at all. And CDC guidelines are being met. Sanitation issues are being met. Social distancing is being met. So it might be you know, for people who are saying, you know, I'm going crazy quarantining. Here's a good way to you know, still be safe, but get away a little bit as well.
Yeah, and you're outside too, which is even a bigger bonus. You know, spread out from people outdoors, it doesn't get much safer than that.
Yeah, so. Exactly. People want to get more info on all of this, Matt. What is the best way to do it?
You can visit roundbarn.com, taberhill.com, or freerunsellers.com. We'll take you to any of those websites, and then there's links at the bottom to kind of go in between the different sites to kind of plan your day away. And you can reach us, of course, by phone, listen on our website, too, if should the guests have any additional questions.
Okay, sounds great. Matt Morsch, CEO, partner, Morsch Hospitality Group, representing Round Barn Estate, Tabor Hill Winery and Restaurant. Free run sellers. You can get more info at any of their websites. Good to talk to you today, and enjoy your Sunday today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Dean Richards, a little Sunday morning OT today. Getting ready for Cubs and White Sox baseball. We'll have it for you here on WGN. Well, you win. Mark Harmon has the pregame starting at 1:30 today, and then Andy and DJ with the action starting at 2:10 right here on WGN. So we'll just hold the fort here until we get that White Sox pregame started. We were talking about fall color getaways before the break, and lots of you texting in ideas. Places to go and things to see. 815 area code says anywhere Galena and Northwest Illinois is beautiful this time of year. Illinois Route 2 going south of Rockford to Loudoun State Park in Oregon, Illinois. It's highly recommended. The 847 area code recommends the Edwards Orchard for their apple and pumpkin harvest that's going on through through November. That's Poplar Grove, Illinois. Somebody is recommending the Crane's Apple Orchard in Fenville, Michigan. That's just on the other side of Saugatuck. I've actually been to Fenville, Michigan. Every year they have what they call their Goose Festival. I don't know why, but the migration of Canadian geese stop in Fenville every year. And you go out to a certain field, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Canadian geese everywhere. And it's something to see. And then in town in Fenville, they throw this big goose festival. They have a goose ball that you can go and dance. I've been to it. They have a goose parade. I've been to it. Goose carnival. I've been to it more than once. It's really kind of fun. Sadly, the goose festival has been canceled this year because of COVID. I did check, but I think the goose would probably still be there, right? The geese, I mean.
What do they serve for dinner?
That's not nothing poultry. Nothing poultry. What was that apple place, Ryan, that we talked to them last year? It was like an apple orchard, I think, right?
Yeah, Kuiper Family Farm.
Kuiper Family Farm, sorry.
In Maple Park, Illinois. Yeah. So out west, just west of the city.
I got to think that that's a beautiful little, you know, day trip or something like that as well. So
Stade's Market in McHenry. I would go there all the time with my family as little kid. Yep. Okay.
All right. Somebody texted in and said Barron County, Wisconsin is said our trees are starting to turn and it's very pretty. But be aware that it's a solid Republican county and people are not wearing their masks. That's just from a texter. So, you know, it's something to be aware of, but, you know, take the necessary precautions. But they're saying that it's quite beautiful there. So thank you for all of those. Apple picking at Apple Halla in Wisconsin. Beautiful. Pokagon State Park in Northeast Indiana. Absolutely beautiful. So there's some nice choices for all of you.